We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, back to the calls in just a moment. But right now we want to bring in Mike Scarborough, editor and publisher of TigerBait.com. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, doing great. Glad to be with you.
Big game tomorrow, 2:30 p.m. in Auburn. The Tigers versus the Tigers, LSU, Auburn. You know, I've never seen people so unhappy about a win as we saw a week ago for LSU. And the enthusiasm level dropped so quickly like a rock after that big win over Miami to open the season.
Yeah, I think a lot of people looked at that Miami win, and certainly it was a great win. You know, I thought LSU would beat Miami, but I didn't think it would be as dominant as they were. But I think a lot of people realized that that Miami team was nowhere near being the eighth-ranked team in the country. And then you come out against Southeastern and look the way LSU did, particularly offensively. And it's got a lot of people's enthusiasm a little bit squelched. But also, man, you know, Miami obviously was a big game. You got Southeastern sandwiched between them and the SEC opener at Auburn, another top-ranked team that's won 13 consecutive home games at Jordan-Hare. And you could see where the LSU football team would be poised for to not play up to, play their competition the way they should. I don't want to make an excuse because it was, the first home game of the year, and, you know, you're playing in front of the home fans, but still they've got some issues on that offensive line that they've got to get fixed. Certainly Joe Burrow and the offense have not turned the ball over. They can't start doing that tomorrow. But I just think you're going to get a much better effort out of this LSU football team tomorrow, and they're going to play a lot better than they did last week. And
well, the bookies aren't so sure because they've got them as a 10 to 10.5 point underdog right now.
Yeah,
and that
yeah.
line has been going to Auburn more and more. It's opened at 9.5 Auburn, and now LSU is down to a 10.5 point underdog.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that line is right, and I think the over and under in the mid-40s is right there in that sweet spot as well. We had done a feature right before the season that 21 points offensively is the sweet spot for Dave Aranda and his defense. If the offense can get above 21 points, they've got a chance. But that's going to be a real difficult thing to do against Kevin Steele's Auburn defensive front seven, playing at Auburn, and LSU having problems on that right side of the offensive line. So we'll see if they've got the answers for it.
So you think Auburn is a legitimate top 10 team where maybe Miami was not?
Yeah, yeah. I do.
And how do you see this one ending?
I think Auburn wins it, but I'm telling you, it would not shock me if LSU pulls an upset. But I'm still going to pick Auburn, and I'm gonna say 24-13 Auburn.
All right. If that happens, what does that tell us about the rest of the season? And if there is an upset, what does that tell us?
Well, if there's an upset, boy, Ed Orgeron is on his way to meeting or exceeding expectations. I think most fans preseason, if you gave them 8-4, they would jump all over it. And you can get to that 8-4 with an upset like that. But if not, they're kind of where you thought they'd be. They just cannot afford to have a second loss in the month of September. I think most people thought it's going to be a tough battle at Auburn. But it would be a huge, huge win for Ed Orgeron if they could pull the upset.
Mike, I appreciate it. We'll be talking to you, I'm sure, after the game and getting your reaction to whatever happens. Thanks for joining us here on WWL.
Anytime.
All right.
Talk soon.
Mike Scarborough right there, editor and publisher of TigerBait.com. I'm Dave Cohen in for Scoot. Coming up, more of your calls at 504-260-1870 and text messages at 870-870. We got one line open right now if you want to try to jump on it. The rest are full. We'll do another right in the lightning round. Hard for me to say. Another lightning round right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.